Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
We'll meet with the guy.
Yeah, and we need to... He'll probably actually be our best bet in overthrowing this place.
I don't think so. I don't want to do that, but we gotta go meet with him because we promised.
I say we do. I say we let him loose and have him run this place to help us.
Dude, if you want out, you can get out.
But anyways, but remember,
chaos consume me.
That's too much.
Sorry,
that's not me doing it. It's him doing it.
Just because
I opened Pandora's box doesn't mean I like Pandora.
It's so bad for you, but good.
Mm. Okay, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, there's cinnamon sticks.
Yeah, apple strudels. Happen.
Yeah. Well, the apple is very
faint.
Small.
Cinnamon.
Mm. Yeah. Anyways. Well,
okay,
what else can you tell us? We will easily show.
The guards, they're not human. They can't be.
Why is that?
They talk without talking. They look at each other and... Shoot. They sense.
I mentioned to you guys about Bothqua, by the way.
About what?
Senator Bothqua.
What about him?
He funded this place.
Isn't that the Illithid family?
Yes,
that's the Illithid.
Well, Andre, I got to
do it.
The people we met with before.
25 on knowledge of engineering.
He's describing blind sense.
Okay. So blind sense and telepathy.
So, if we made a loud noise here, would they come?
Are you asking him or are you... Yes, they can hear all over the place. They don't sleep. Oh, Lord, that's the worst part. They're always there.
Well, are we getting in? Are either trying to sneak in? Or we could just use this hammer to create a whole bunch of problems for them.
What we could do is just use this hammer to punch a hole right here, go down in his cell, open, because you have your thieves picking skills. You guys, open the lock.
If we do that, it's going to be loud.
True.
I'm sorry, breaking... Concrete,
yes.
Not going to be quiet, especially...
Unless we had adamantium greatsword, because it's the...
Or dagger more cheap.
I don't know if the dagger would be big enough. Do a couple circles. Wax on! Wax on!
So we're going to use one just on adamantium, like, mace at that point, so...
Get your adamantium drill bits!
There you go. Adamantium crowbar. Perfect.
Anyways.
Down in the dwarven markets, get your adamantium drill bits.
Why would you use diamond drill bits?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Go straight through diamond.
I mean, would you try to do the guard hiding thing? Or, I mean, if we're going to use this, we're going to have to, like, bust down a wall somewhere else to attract them.
Right. I'm going to have to grab an adamantium crowbar when I do my dwarf.
I pull out a dagger and mark his right by his little thing with it like an X.
You have to be able to get over hardness 8 with a dagger.
To scratch it?
To scratch stone.
Let me see your hammer real quick. No, wait, I can't see your hammer real quick.
You can see my hammer real quick.
Okay, I take it. Not beat, but gently tap.
No, you literally drag it and it cuts. Because that's how they know that someone stole the hammer, because there's this nice long trail.
I couldn't quite hold. Oh, it's lighter now.
True. So I make a little mark by his thing so we can go back and make sure to save him. Here you go. You can hold it again.
We'll be back. We'll find him outside.
Okay. Just don't take too long, please.
Why are you in here?
I was caught stealing from a fruit vendor.
Interesting.
Are you a member of the Thieves Guild?
What? No! I'm a pickpocket!
Alright, we don't exist. So here's the problem, guys.
Remember?
Blind sense. You cannot sneak past blind sense.
Is that true? You can float past blind sense.
No, that's... Blind sense is just an area for thing. Yes. It doesn't go on ground. It's just...
Oh, term sense is right. Well, I was a dragon sense. Horde thief. I could sneak past blind sense.
Yes, if we had a dragon horde thief, we could easily do this with no problem.
Okay, then why do we bother? We'll just fuck it and bust in this guy's cell and bust everyone out.
Or we could just pay the bail.
No, that's too easy. Something is going on here.
I feel bad for this guy.
Something is going on here.
This is beyond...
He's a vendor.
He stole
from a vendor and he got put in, like, this hellhole.
If we leave this place unchecked, they will come get us. And that, at that point, they'll be powerful enough to keep us.
Yes.
We must stop them now.
So, alternatively, what we could do
is
go down, go around, and I'm not certain they have a.
I lean over the city and flash my wall sign.
You hear orcs congregating.
No, you're being loud, and that thing's recording. Anyways, we could have a dragon fly around and bust open each cell on the outside. I'm not certain they have the resources to deal with all the prisoners breaking out at once through the walls.
True. How many swings do you think it would take you to punch through this wall?
You don't know how thick it is.
Ceiling
is slightly different than
wall.
How thick is the ceiling?
You're guessing about 6 inches.
How much would an adamantium... How easy would it be for an adamantium maul?
Adamantium just ignores the hardness, so yes. She has to go straight to hit point damage, and you have my book.
There's one right next to you.
That's Ryan's. And I don't trust his book.
Actually, this is Alex.
Why don't you trust his book?
Because it's got face herpes. I don't know.
Ryan,
you
have face herpes?
I believe it.
On your book.
Your book has book face herpes.
Do you want any of it food?
No.
Why not?
You guys kept me recipes. I have to agree. The cream cheese on the bacon is really odd.
Yeah, that wasn't your fault, though.
No, that was just kind of like, what?
All right. I despise cream cheese on pizza.
So
80 hit points.
80?
It's
what?
15 hit points per inch of thickness.
I put it in my pocket.
And I ignore five.
I thought you went
anyways.
Like this, and I was like,
you ignore the hardness.
I have
this is just hit points. You don't ignore hit points.
Is it made out of
stone.
Because I couldn't see.
So 15 per inch.
I saw you
and it's 6 inches.
I saw you putting it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't certain what happened.
Well, with the power attack.
No, I'm sorry. 90 hit points.
Wait. 6 times 5. Yeah, 90. What is your base attack bonus?
Well, she'll hit it.
She can power attack.
He's checking.
Oh, power attack.
How it's to the next level.
So 1, 4.
Oh, crap. And I can't
it's
go
almost
large.
12, so 10, Steven, so it's 5.
It's. Power text, it works on an odd increment.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3 and 5, 5 and 8.
Yeah. Maybe 4 points afterwards. So 1, 5, 9. So the next one would be 4, would be 13. So you're 2-hand wielding, right?
So she has 9.
9. What's your strength modifier?
Plus 4.
So 6. So 9 plus 6
is 15.
15 plus
a d10.
D10.
And 3 swings per round.
So 45, so maximum of 75 points of damage.
So basically it'll take you 2 rounds to punch through the ceiling.
If you roll.
Wait, that's for 3? A swing, 75?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your minimum damage?
I don't know.
Well, it's
48.
48. So two rounds, she's going to punch through the roof.
Yeah, okay.
The problem is the wall probably quite thick.
Minimum and maximum two rounds.
Does it only do, since there's holes which create bad...
The prisoners can't climb through the holes.
No, roof. When you smash and then there's holes around, it'll most likely cave the whole ceiling because they're all...
Yeah, you'll cave into each cell.
That's why we want you to go around the side.
She's saying the whole thing, depending on where you hit.
They're probably
if they had a really dumb engineer.
Okay, they did.
And say if you punch multiple holes in the same roof, then yes. But there's walls between each room.
That's true.
But we also want you to do it in the ceiling because the prisoners can't escape through the ceiling. We need you to do it on
the And walls. Also, if you collapse the entire roof without people knowing, you might actually kill the prisoners on the top floor. Except for Jack here.
And
you can easily fly.
The walls on the side walls are probably twice as thick, so it'll take you four rounds to punch through one wall, one room.
Let's assume that they're going to do an arrow ambush tactic.
Haste doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
But dang it.
Let's assume they're doing an arrow ambush tactic, so we could hide out near the walls where they would shoot her from, and ambush them from there. Because this is going to go to combat, we know it.
Yes. Alright, then we need to split into pairs so people can get their sneak attacks.
We don't even know where these guys are. This is what's bothering me.
Thing is, if we hit them on the back side, they're going to come around the back wall. That's when we have a pair of these two, probably, waiting on one side while us two wait on the other. So no matter where they come from, we can get them.
They might be on the wall.
Well, we wait on the wall. So if they come around the sides, we jump down through on the walls, we're there. And that way we can be in pairs so that way people can get their sneak attacks. And you don't die.
Okay.
Punch as many holes as you can as fast as you can.
I will inspire toughness, because it is a supernatural ability, not magic.
How long does it last, though?
As long as you can see me. And then five rounds after
I cast
it.
No. I can't.
And
no.
Five, and five matches falls down.
Okay, but is that... Does anyone have any other ideas before we do the crazy half-cock idea?
I would buff, but...
Well, when you think about it, what is a psionicist's real competitor?
Magic.
A magician.
And Psion is supernatural.
Is psionic magical too?
It's supernatural.
But it's supernatural.
When it's an actual race ability, it's supernatural.
Okay.
So does this mean spell-like abilities don't work either?
Spell-like abilities don't. But supernatural abilities do.
Okay.
Yes. Because supernatural is beyond magic. It's now something unique to that thing.
That's why her thing will work.
Okay, her breath weapon will work.
Her breath weapon will work. Okay. She's still a dragon. She can still fly.
That's why I can still breathe and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think it'd be sad. She tries to breathe.
Give me that.
Okay, that works too.
Congratulations. You can believe me at will.
Smoker. Boomer.
Okay.
Dude,
so,
the war band, my hero's a friggin' boomer.
You two. All
right. So, how much
which,
do you add?
22.
For the toughness.
22.
Okay.
You two. Which do you want, the north? Well, I guess the west side or the east side?
West side?
We're the dark side.
These two and these two, or.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I really wish the guild master would be like, oh, this is fun. Let me come along.
No.
I wish I could.
Oh, an anti-magic zone?
It would be kind of boring for him, probably.
So, do you two want the east or the west?
We'll go with the west side.
Sure, we'll go west.
Spell-like.
Spell-like, okay. And SP is supernatural.
Right.
And then EX is extraordinary.
Ryan, that's your side.
Can we,
So we'll go over to the east side. Looking at the map on the person.
No.
On the thing.
Dang it.
Tell me where I am, I'll think that.
Directions.
Over there.
Ryan and Jessica are going to hide over here on the wall. Oh. See, I'm going by the directions on the map.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's north.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how to write my N.
So, Ryan and Jessica will be on the wall over here. Tyler and I will be on the wall over in this corner.
All right.
Anyway. You will be right there in the middle, flying on the third floor, hitting the wall as fast and hard as you can.
I will just start beating the wall like crazy.
Why is the third floor?
Because she is flying.
Well, you guys will have to warn the people before me, or they're going to die.
Well, we
I say we start on the third floor, because that way they have to start using arrows, and then we can ambush them while they have the ranged weapons out.
Also, we don't know if there's cells on the first floor.
It's true.
We do know that there's cells
on the
third
floor, right? Third floor would be really hard for people to escape.
Right now, we're just creating a distraction.
Yeah, if we want to make them escape, she can just grab them and...
What are we distracting them from?
Okay, let's review the plan,
guys. We're doing a distraction to get inside.
Okay, let's review here. Amanda is going to hit the wall right there on the third floor.
Got it.
Provoking guards from house A and B to come out and shoot arrows at her.
Okay.
You two will be over here. You guys will attack house B. Talon and I will be over here. We will attack house A.
Okay.
But hopefully by the time we finish those guys off, house C and D will come around. You guys can then hide behind or in this building while we do the same. While they come around trying shooting arrows at her for doing what she is doing, has been doing the entire combat. We then repeat and rinse. Well, rinse and repeat.
And if they come for the people, grab them and take them out of the cell.
Okay.
Any questions?
Because we can take a round to do that. You can drop them on the ground pretty easily.
Yeah,
just drop them on the wall or something. Whatever.
Any questions?
No, but I would tell you guys to warn the prisoners on the top floor for me.
No, we want this to be as chaotic as possible to cause as much confusion as possible.
Well, they'll die. Cement will crumble on top of their head.
No, she's going through the wall, not this. Through.
Oh, you're going to the side.
Yeah,
yes, we want you flying by the wall on the third floor doing this.
Yeah, that's what we decided not to go on.
Okay.
Because the prisoners can't crawl out that way. All right. So, any other questions? Does the demon have any questions about what we're doing?
Can I do a save before? Let's save now.
Quick save. Your safe has been corrupted. Game crashes.
Oh.
Time to go play Oblivion.
Well, let's start the door in the game. That's what I don't want to do is when I get really far in the game, then the save's corrupt.
In Dwarven game.
And I can't go back and load. I'll just start a different game.
Game not found.
Alright.
Run new game.
Does anybody think this is a dumb idea?
Script.
Yes.
Does anybody not want to do this idea? You are fired.
I'm your leader.
You're fired. But you have to stay long enough to complete the mission.
I will give up, 1,000 gold to each of you just to get them out of jail. That's 1,000 gold.
I plan on getting them out of jail. This place is unnatural and...
Yeah, there's something wrong with this place.
Yeah,
you can. It offends the inner druid in me.
No, it offends the inner rogue in me.
It offends the chaos.
It offends the chaos that they're locking people up.
And removing their will.
Yes, without actually letting them be able to escape.
This isn't fair.
It's not freedom.
Freedom ain't free.
Yes, people in jail need freedom.
Okay.
I'm jumping towards good again.
America! Okay. Tyler, could you grab me a couple of the dessert thingies?
I don't think America's quite good on the alignment. Chaotic neutral.
I usually put chaotic neutral, chaotic good in its principle. Yes.
Because we like freedom.
Yes.
And that's chaotic.
In theory.
And that's
why
we
carry them out.
And the reason why we have such problems is because we're trying to make laws on how to be chaotic good. You're trying to create laws about being chaotic. And people are just like...
We're trying to do it... We're trying to teach people who've been in a law society how to be lawfully chaotic.
What are you guys talking about before I...
American foreign policies.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to teach people how to be lawfully chaotic when all they know is...
So, just as a quick thing, I'm going to draw, two sections of wall.
Okay.
Because that's basically what you're going to be flying and beating.
How long is the yard? Between the wall and the wall.
90 feet.
Okay.
That's a long way.
There's a reason for that.
Is there going to be a point where we need to break through the outer wall so the prisoners can get through?
Probably not.
Because we can break them out of prison, and then they're like,
that is 90 feet from the side.
If we eventually...
That's fine. I'm not...
We get people out without them doing it of their own volition.
All the way start dragging. Okay.
Alternatively, we'll run away and come up with a new idea because we failed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And evidently, we can also use the prisoners as distractions.
That's true.
This is our battlefield.
The they slow down any other guards.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Bruni. So, really damaged for the wall. What section are you starting at?
My boobs smushed your glasses.
Smudged my glasses.
So, for simplicity's sake, damage. How many hit points does this wall have?
80. No, I'm sorry. These walls? 150.
Is this wall chaotic?
the hammer is also magical. Can you use?
Oh, that's true.
You just have 9 plus 6.
As a note, Amanda, your minimum damage is what?
45, I think you said.
Wait.
43.
Mastercraft adds to hit, right?
Yes. Okay. Not the damage.
Your minimum was what?
It was 48.
8. 15.
That's total, right, for a round.
16 is the minimum per hit.
It'll probably take 3 rounds per section of wall, then. Could it possibly take less time than that?
No. It has 150 hit points.
And if she rolls her minimum damage on all 3 attacks, all 3 rounds, it's 144.
Mm-hmm. In likelihood, she's going to take 3 rounds.
What you're going to do is roll once. And if you don't roll all ones, then you will break it in the next 2 rounds.
So get 3d10.
I didn't roll 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, then that wall's broken.
10, 3
rounds.
And 2.
Alright, then you have to swing at it for the next 2 rounds and it'll be broken.
You break open this section of wall. And what you realize is this is a 5 by 7.5 cell. This is the cell.
Wow.
There's a lot of cells.
Oh, boy.
And there's not a sink, there's not anything. There's a hole right there.
Hey, I was right.
They're pooping on each other's heads. That's gross.
Now, the state of this person... Okay, he's not been affected yet.
He's just a little concerned.
Yes, he's like, ooh, what, huh? Oh, yay! Freedom!
Freedom is... What you should do, Amanda...
Do you want me to go straight through, or...
No,
walk
around
the
wall. Okay. You should tie a rope around your waist, and as soon as you bust open a wall, they can grab onto the rope, so you can move to hit the next wall while they slide down.
Now, since he is not affected, that means he is crazy. Which means he leaps out of the cell.
Okay.
It's only 3
What do you mean, crazy?
Sensory deprived, mentally unstable. At this point,
I thought you said he wasn't affected.
Affected is different than crazy.
It's a pigeon.
It's a morning dove.
The birds are all over the freaking place everywhere here. They're shitting everywhere. It's pissing me off.
Yes, every morning I have a new bird poo on my windshield.
So, the guy jumps out and lands 30 feet down. You hear this nice snap, which is his leg. And then he starts dragging himself towards the wall.
Okay.
Whatever. It'll be a nice distraction.
So it takes 3 rounds to break one wall.
3 rounds, yes.
Unless you roll all ones, the entire
9
time.
No.
All right, the next wall will be busted in 3 rounds.
Yeah. Same thing. He jumps out of his cell. There's no. This guy apparently actually knows how to land. And takes less damage.
So now it's been 9 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a minute.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just mark another wall speed. Broke.
I have a feeling I'm going to be visited, and I'm not going to lie.
Actually, it's been 6 rounds. All
right.
True. This will be making it.
Okay.
Okay. When you break open this cell, you see the person kind of... He turns to you and he looks at you with a very alien level of intelligence.
As in high or low? When you say alien, I think really super smart, but I don't think that's what it is.
It's more of just a supernatural intelligence going, I'm not really here, but I know what's going on.
Oh, they are censored. They are doorbells, I guess.
They have been hacked!
Okay.
Tyler, the warden here, plays slate back.
I lost interest in the game.
Yeah, I kind of figured you would after a while.
He walks up, or he free fives next to you, and he begins clawing at you with his fingers.
I free five to the next cell.
He goes to swings, and then you can move on.
Okay.
Oh, he has 4 swings.
What is your flat foot AC? Because honestly, you probably weren't expecting 23. This.
23.
23?
Are you taking in fact if you don't have a magic bonus to your armor or anything else?
20.
Then 3 hits.
Yeah, plus 3 armor.
Plus 3 armor.
Then it's 20.
And remember, guys, you have 22 extra hit points.
Mm-hmm. So I'm at it. Oh, man, this guy does some damage. Hey, we can't heal in here.
Yes, you can.
We can put band-aids on. She wants pencil. Dude, where'd you put my dice bag?
I gave it back to you.
Hey, I have the dice bag.
Hey, 34 points of damage.
Ow.
As he rips at you with his fingernails. Which, of course, you know, rip off in the meantime.
Ow! Wait, you said...
34.
Yes, sissy!
Retard! Next.
Okay, as you jump over there, he will attempt to jump on you. This is his CMD versus your CMD.
CMD is 27.
Okay, he jumps and plummets to the ground. 13 points of damage, and then he stands underneath you, like, screaming at you. Ah! You guys can now hear screaming at this point.
I draw out my bow.
And you see let's see, you guys were on the east side or the west side?
We were on the east.
Alright, so who's the other person on east with you?
Tyler.
You guys can turn it. You guys kind of poke your head out from the tower.
Is there a light?
There's moonlight.
Outside.
You guys can see the fact that this guy attempted to jump out at Rooney, hit the ground, stand up, its leg is bent like this. He's like trying to claw back up and try and get Rooney.
Mind if I subdue him?
No.
No as in don't do it, or no as in just do it?
I don't mind.
Okay.
That's if I minded.
So are we on the wall or in the towers?
We're hiding behind the towers until the guards basically run to the other side.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Okay. Is the wall something you can walk on?
Hmm? No.
Okay.
It's one of those little thingies.
Okay.
So we're balancing. We're sitting. This is really uncomfortable.
Yeah, how many range increments is he away from me?
He is...
it's annoying to have...
60? 80 feet?
Oh, so no range increment.
It's annoying to have deteriorating strength in your muscles.
Okay.
Six, Abdul.
Okay, so he's up to 19.
Does a 20 hit him?
Yes.
Two more, Abdul.
Okay, so he's up to 21.
See, this is why I don't use subduing arrows.
In the meantime, I beat the wall.
Hmm? This is all in one round.
Okay.
I'm shooting three times around.
Yeah, this is all once.
Oh, okay, this is still round one.
Yeah.
This is just seeing if he falls over.
I'm just going, dude!
Technically, this is like round nine.
Six more subduels.
Yes. No, it's starting around 10.
Okay, so he's now to 27. Okay, he will turn and bum rush you.
Okay, he can bum rush the wall.
It is round.
Wow, that guy's kind of creepy.
This guy's nuts. Hold on a second. Well, shoot him. Can I sneak down next to him?
Yes, you can.
Hold on. Actually, give me your stealth. Oh, finally. At least I rolled decently.
Nine, 30.
Okay. As you land next to me, turns to you, goes, nom, nom, nom.
You look like nom noms.
Well, see if he knocks him out first.
Oh, I am. It's up to 27 so far.
10 more.
It's up to 37 so far.
Does a 14 hit him?
Yes.
5 more?
Okay, so it's up to 42.
Holy cow, these guys got a lot of hit points.
Tyler, since you are this close, you'll notice that the body has given up at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The thing inside the body hasn't given up.
Okay.
So he has stay awake under...
What's your AC?
Use not that food.
Is it my... Do I need to...
And you're slowly beating on it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
The wall doesn't dodge.
Alright. Yeah, you're beating on it while they're doing this.
Yeah, this is round two. Next round breaks.
Basically,
17. Okay. Then that will be 3 hits, but he doesn't get his sneak attack on you.
That's good.
Six plus three is nine.
Watch one of them, our friends, be
crazy.
Yeah.
That's what you see. Take him away from this place and hand him to a counselor.
Yeah.
Tie him to the chair and then hand him to the counselor.
Same thing to Arwen. Arwen, fix him. Kay. See you, bye.
Alright, well, I'll faint and try to stab him in the trunk.
Okay.
It's a standard action, isn't it?
Yep.
Jim, prove me it's a movement.
Round three. You've broken through?
Okay.
Please, get me out of here. Do you have a rope or anything? Okay. Okay. You crack it open and lower him to the ground.
Shooting into melee without precise shot is minus 8 total. Well, minus 4 since Tyler isn't covered from above.
My feint was 20. What do I have? Just base attack?
Base attack plus.
No, bluff, isn't it?
Bluff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, his is base attack plus.
Okay. Okay.
Third.
Yes.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, actually, fainting is now CMB versus CMD. If I remember correctly.
I don't know.
I had a book and Tyler took it.
And I got a 25.
You still hit.
I hit him twice and do 10.
4. Oh, by the way, my AC is actually 15, I'm sorry. Four plus one. Do you have any bennies?
Oh, yes. Where did I put those?
Here.
Well, a 21 hit him flat-footed?
Yes, you're looking for 12.
Okay. It's a bluff check versus the opponent's base attack plus wisdom.
Okay.
Oh, plus wisdom.
If he's trained in sense motive, he can use that. Instead of. So it's either base attack plus wisdom modifier or...
sense motive.
Sense motive.
Okay. I have bennies around here somewhere. But you know what? Today...
we use chaos?
Anyways, I'll sneak attack him. Does he have any magic on him?
No, he does not. Can I have the Chaos Warriors? I don't want Marauders.
Ready for the Nergo Protect.
But I want the Warriors. They're better.
I'll have lizards.
Nergo Protect.
I accept no.
They were close to me.
Andre, if I do, when I'm doing corning and I'll fight your Nurgleites, I'm going to try and fight convincing you that letting your blood for the blood god will actually help your god spread his disease. That's why you need to die.
Why are you thinking?
Because it's letting out blood.
Why are you thinking?
Cornites can think. Yeah.
How better to kill people?
Yeah.
Okay. He's at 52 so far.
He's probably already, like, in negative. He just keeps going.
Think hillbillies.
Hillbillies?
Did you successfully make your...
What? Do they get shot and go under their negative hit points, but
no, he's talking about cornites.
Talking about cornites.
They can think, just not necessarily the most intelligent.
Disagree.
Does he get sneaked
11.
Down?
I fainted last turn, okay. So yes. 11. 10 is 21.
They're not undead, Steve.
My secondary one will hit.
Cal's gonna get a lot of hit points.
24.
Oh, wow. Nice.
6, 28,
29. Okay. Okay, the body finally collapses. The body is dead.
You mean the body's been dead? I finally got the thing inside?
Falling from the man's corpse, you see one of these.
It's an intellect devourer.
Oh! Ooh, ooh. Is that knowledge engineering?
That is knowledge engineering.
Ooh, I have that.
That's what you look down and go,
yay!
26.
Oh, that's an intellect devourer.
Oh, I got
what? I don't really know anything about them.
Do you have the knowledge?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
32.
32.
These are a small aberration that have blind sight and can detect magic at will.
Oh, Billy.
They are great at perceiving things, and when they are in their natural state, they have DR 10 versus adamantium and magic.
I think the guards have these too.
So wow. The only way to expulse them from the body is to cast a protection from evil on said person. And they are known, of course, for their massive intelligence and their ability to body thief. Anyone that they have body thiefed, they must first coup de grace.
So to take over somebody's body, they have to coup de grace.
Yep. So taking over their body does 8d6 plus 13, and there's 10 plus your DC.
10 plus your DC of what? For what?
To not die from coup de grace.
Oh, okay.
So basically, these guys are dead.
Oh, yeah. As I said, the body's been dead.
All right.
Okay.
Back up on the wall.
I bet the change of ideas?
What?
I say we just storm each of the guardhouses individually. Because so far, it's been, what, a minute and a half? And is there any stirring, Andre?
Oh, yeah, you can. They're making their way from their front gate.
Oh, I thought that each of these towers had guardhouses.
Oh, yeah, those are watchtowers. Those two are actually just kind of standing there.
Should we take these guys down while we're waiting?
No. They don't seem to be doing anything else.
Well,
they might actually start stabbing us when, if we try to attack them. We have finite hit points.
I know.
The next wall? I keep going until you guys tell me to stop.
Yeah.
Let's just hide away from the door.
I wish I had a message thing.
You crack this one open, it goes. Hi. Oh, I knew the guild would come get me eventually. Thank you. I can climb on down.
Who are you?
I can't say that.
Yeah.
Do you have knowledge local?
Do we see it?
Yes.
Do you know who this guy is?
Wait.
Miscellaneous thieves guild member stolen number two.
Andre, okay. If we kill the body, does the devourer die?
The body's already dead.
If we...
I killed the devourer and it fell out.
Okay. That's why he has so many hit points, because he's DR.
No.
Oh,
he was eating through the hit points of the guy and the intellect devourer.
Anyway, as long as the devourer is dead when it fell out.
Was eating through the hit points of the devourer.
Was the devourer dead when he fell out of the body?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm cool with however it works.
Stay out a couple
and I know
times.
How to sneak attack those operations.
That's right.
I know where the brain's vital organs are.
Even not knowing it was the brain.
Ooh, the giant
close.
Brain's vital organs.
It was close to me, but I got it.
At this point, since you have now broken open cell number 5, this one begins frothing at you and charges headlong. Like the previous one.
Can I dodge?
Actually, I think this is cell 6, Andre.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Then it's cell 6 where he...
Is she expecting it this time?
Yes.
She was expecting it.
I probably was after that.
So no. No, you were not.
No, I wasn't?
No. Well, actually, give me an initiative check.
12.
Yes, it was apparently expecting you. With a 13.
You're just too slow reacting.
You're like, and...
My minimum...
Well, technically, you can't
right
move because you've been free-fiving this entire time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, unless you want to move to 5.
11.
She doesn't get her cleave, sadly.
No.
4, 7, 9, 30, 44.
I'm at 78.
Total. You can take another one of these.
Fine. Okay. I've got like 90 hit points left.
90 hit points left.
Not including the temporary hit points.
Okay.
Be careful!
Well, those go first.
Those go away first.
Yeah.
Okay, so I take it at this point you want to fly to the other side?
Was I supposed to?
I don't know.
Wait, what's going on?
They have now rounded this area.
We're in the back, just so you know.
You said?
That corner of the east.
Yeah, we're in
the back. I'm asking what you do now, because you see them rounding the corner.
I was told to keep going, and they were going to bother the archers.
Okay.
How many people are rounding the corner?
5.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
There's nothing on our side?
Nope.
Hopefully they're not all intellect powers. If they are, then it suck.
Well, don't you have protection versus evil potions?
It doesn't matter for us.
Amanda, where are we right now?
Potions?
Actually,
potions don't work?
Potions
they're
work.
Magic.
Potions would work.
They do?
Potions
would
work.
The buff would not work.
We'd have to shove it down their throats.
Well, does it work? Do they have to ingest it, or can it be absorbed through the skin?
You give me initiative, since you're the one who's actually the one in combat right now.
Okay. 26.
Okay. They will react on a 27.
I well, these little leech over and
what?
Flag you guys.
Do they have a plus 7?
They have a plus 10.
I use these cans. Are they coming on your side?
React last round?
No.
She
we have
broke that one open
here
and then dodged.
They're brain eaters.
Oh, no.
I rolled a natural 20 and they still beat me.
Oh, and he's jumping forward or something?
No, he is now jumping down, and as I said, these people have rounded the corner
he's
and they're shooting.
Rolling
oh. Okay.
Wait, they have to round this corner. She's on the far back.
I'm back there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're on that side.
Yes, she is.
That's why
here.
We asked you if you had any questions.
Oh, okay.
So they have to come all the way down. That's why we're waiting here.
Oh, okay.
So they have to come
then
here.
You will see them rounding the corner this way. We'll keep the initiative.
Yes, I get it.
And it's just one they shoot and then we come by them all.
Alright, so I guess I get smashed some more.
Hey, Steven.
Yep, it will take 3 rounds
up.
For them to book
huh?
it down.
I know how
they
can get smashed up on
so
them.
So one more smash and
how?
Happen.
I jump at them.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
I jump charge, because I can do that.
Yes, you can.
I'm a big acrobat.
Just another petty criminal.
Okay.
You know, I just took down.
Just happy to be out of there.
I love beat acrobat.
Okay.
Okay. You break that, and now they have rounded this corner, so...
And initiative.
Hold on. She is now here. Just for simplicity's sake, I'm going to use my
Chaos Warriors.
I only got a 20.
This is worse than we thought!
The
Chaos! Other side.
Oh shit, it's Nurgle Chaos Warriors.
Ah, we're good. Do they count as human?
There. Actually, let me scoot them up a bit. You're actually over here, and then I'm gonna put these two back here.
Okay. As if that's a corner.
I'm going to jump charge one so I can get the sneak attack on Ray.
Alright, well, give me initiatives.
They're going to go before me.
I got a 28.
Didn't you get like a 27?
Yes.
I got a 22.
Alright, so...
20, actually.
My and just for simplicity's sake, you go ahead and give me initiative checks.
I already told you guys they're coming over here.
I know.
Were the other guards not rounding that side?
Nope.
No.
Huh, so they just sent 5, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They sent 5 out this way.
But where'd the other ones go? Through the building or something?
Only 5 have left the building.
Okay. I don't think it's a threat yet.
It might not
get?
Be.
I got 9.
That's a little worse.
And Amanda
about.
Got a 26.
Six.
And Steven got a 28. And
eight.
Tyler got a 22.
Roll off.
And the 9.
I rolled an 8.
Ryan goes well before that. And the guards go on 27.
That's cool. I'm like...
Yeah, we both rolled one.
Right,
so
well, I try to jump down on them
we're
and
like,
run around the corner.
Okay. They're fine.
Those are possible.
Scary, but okay.
Brain eaters?
That would explain why they're over there. Not over there.
You would have interrupted them as they were at
my
a
intelligence
run.
Is a 10.
Because from here I can't
no.
jump charge.
And this hack happened over there. That's why
charge.
They're over there. Not over
you
here.
Charge?
Oh. You can charge.
Okay. Those guys
charge.
Staring and chilling up there.
Should push them off.
Maybe.
If only you were hasted.
I know. Alright, I'll just run up to them so that way I get a chance if they run there, if they draw it. Shoot!
Well,
shoot!
They,
that's what I'm saying.
They have their bows on, yeah.
Yes.
If they shoot, he gets sack opportunity. Did you want to run over to 2 of them?
Hmm?
Like the middle of...
Yeah
there.
Sure. Whatever.
Ha!
Bitches! Alright, their turn's next.
Hard. They drop their bows, and all 5 of them are going to initiate a grapple with you.
Oh, Shatner.
Except for that one, because he's out of reach.
But will he try to make it?
Do I have to roll 4 times, or I just roll once, and they all have to go against me?
They're beating your C&D. You
oh, that's right.
Yet.
It's not composed anymore.
No.
They are just all aiding another. Except for one, who's, of course, actually...
That's going to suck.
No stab.
All right, what's your CMD?
29.
Ah! No, they're just in the grapple, Andre.
They haven't been yet.
Ah!
Okay. So I'm sitting there kind of going,
who did brought you?
That means they'd have to leave their host.
We need help.
That's true. Shall we?
I never expected the grapples.
Nor did I.
I don't know.
You don't expect a lot of things.
I did not expect the grapples. Grapples was something I was not planning, and they're not opposed rolls anymore, which makes it easier.
I get the feeling there's going to be more rounding the other side here pretty soon.
Yeah. Remember, that's why I was.
All you have to do is be.
Do you want to stay here?
True. True.
Well, probably be best
if they're all assisting each other. So whoever it is has a plus 8.
We can ask Rooney to watch the corner.
I'm beating the wall,
plus 9.
I'll be joining them,
just stabbing people. Yeah, they can keep beating
because it's easy. Okay.
They're not going to get to them too bad.
Sneak attack.
Well, it's my turn now.
We go from 27 to 26, Amanda.
I'm beating the next wall. Which is the, yeah.
This guy is just sitting in a cell and gibbering. Oh, and by the way, this is the guy who broke out, who was crazy.
And yelling at you from the ground.
He's yelling at you from the ground, but now he's like, ooh la la.
I thought they killed him.
No, this is the second one. Have done that. We've knocked out.
Oh, okay.
Well, killed one.
We should probably kill that guy.
Ooh la la. Oh, sorry. On his turn.
Yeah. Ooh, tasty. Can I join you guys, please?
Okay.
I only have a 12 intelligence. I don't have enough intellect for you to devour.
Alright, that was Amanda, 22 Tyler.
I jump charge, join the grapple.
Tom Pyle! Oh,
that's my dragon.
Alright, so.
I got 2 gold.
That
thing
took no
them.
Damage, you jumped off the top.
Side 9. Ironically, you guys go at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You guys kind of look around the corner and. That's a dog pot.
Yeah, let's ask me. Okay, I bet 10 gold on the enemy, and he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
No, you see a giant dog pile, and then she's sitting on top with a dagger going.
Who am I going to stab in the face?
In the back.
No, in the face.
No, in the grapple, he can stab whatever he wants.
Yeah. He can be
in
like,
the face.
Hey, look at
Beats
me.
Around.
The Inward Devourer, I don't know where they are. I know where the Inward Devourer is, but I don't know where the Inward Devourer is.
Alright, so what are you two doing?
Is it our turn?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's 9, which is both you guys' turn.
I throw it over there.
Alright.
Jessica makes it there, Ryan does not.
Wait, how long is the wall?
How do you move so fast?
It's.
Training.
400 feet from here, from one side to the other. From
the run is times 4, so it's 120. That'd
be awesome.
At 20.
So, 120, that's going to take you 4 rounds to get there, Ryan.
And Jessica will actually make it halfway.
Cause you have 60?
Times 16. 4 is 240.
Yes. So, you're there next round.
And you're like,
wait, what?
They're running over here.
That was only 90 feet across.
It's 90 feet from here to here.
Oh!
And Rooney was on our side.
Gotcha.
That's why we were able to shoot that guy. Mm. Alright.
Rooney is in the center.
Alright, so that was
moving towards you.
Steven!
Yeah, you guys think.
Do I think a 27 is high enough?
Oh, okay.
Do you?
I think it is.
Because of the assists?
No, it's not.
An action point!
Wrong system.
Do I want a Benny? Do these guys have sneak attack?
I don't think you can get it with Benny.
I rolled a 10.
Oh. Maybe.
Here, catch.
Nurgle loves us. Apparently, Nurgle doesn't love you.
No, Nurgle does not love me. Game just started. What time is it? It's almost 9. Why not? Let's throw a second penny at this. No.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, that's pathetic.
Oh, God, you didn't spend any more guns on it?
Yes.
All right. 27. Since this guy is right here, he will free action join the grapple.
What up, Pooh?
They still have to beat my CMD one more time to actually pin me.
No, but they just attack you this time.
I know, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, these guys are gonna do the CMD, and he will actually jump out of this host. And the little brain will join the grapple.
Ooh, they won't coup de grace you.
All they have to do is pin me.
And then next round I have to beat it.
Potion. Do you have potion?
Potion of what?
Protection. What's your CMD?
Versus evil.
CMD is 29 right now.
You don't? I thought you had like 8.
No. Won't do it with help. Pressure versus.
Won't do it with a 5. Won't do it with a 4.
Hey, Burning Deity and Benny's.
I will do it with a 12.
Alright, well, I absorbed his Benny's.
You are now pinned.
I need to win this round.
You are helpless.
I have to win this round.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to beat that.
And then you move from.
I don't think a 4-round action can be used in a grapple.
Technically, it can't.
Okay, well then, instead of bothering to do that, they'll just go ahead and kill you and then jump into your horse.
There is a way they could do it, though. They could tie him up.
Ah, that's okay. I'll just have 5 sneak attacks instead.
Okay.
You still spend all those bennies.
No, if you didn't count. Okay. Because otherwise I wasted my turn.
Are they trying to actually pin me?
No.
Okay, then you don't have to.
They're just going to rip you apart.
Suck. I could probably have made the fort to save more likely than this.
No, you couldn't.
8d6 plus 13 plus 10.
I can do it.
Base 23 plus 8d6.
I can do it.
You die.
Yeah. I'm a host. And then I start beating on you guys.
Not until unless she kills it before it sneaks into you.
She won't.
I can't, because it's got a DR 10.
Fine, grapple it.
You, come on!
I'm actually gonna
throw it over the wall!
Wait, did they roll to hit me?
They're in a grapple.
They have to still roll to hit. I'm flat footed.
And prone.
Yep. No, I'm not prone until I get pinned.
We already established this.
Yes, you're prone.
You're prone.
You're on the ground.
Stephen, we argued about this already earlier in the campaign.
It's an established errata.
We've argued over it like 3 times.
So what's your AC prone, please?
They hit. Okay. Flat-footed and prone.
Hmm. Okay. I was just saying.
What is prone? How do you?
Do I retain my dex?
Minus 4, I think.
No, because there's actually a certain
range
beat that allows
minus
you to
hit
do
you.
But I can't do a sneak attack.
That's right. You can't do a sneak attack.
Rogue ability.
Yeah. I lose my dex, but they just can't get the whole.
I'm gonna die.
Minus 20 from that. 22 from that.
No, just have him give you the total damage. I can take care of that.
All right.
Da-da-da,
that grinding.
Ryan likes bump and grind.
Yeah.
How you had it going, Ryan? Shank.
It's okay. Da-da-da-da. Shank, shank, shank. Shank your booty. Da-da-da-da. Okay. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70... 2 plus 20. It's 29.
Wow.
No, 92.
Aw, I would have taken 29.
Yes, because you'll notice that these guys, the guards are actually strong, as opposed to the...
Inmate.
The inmates, which have much lower strength.
I can't take that round of that.
As they begin kind of tearing into you, and you see a little brain, like, squiggling right next to your head going...
Bite it.
There's a single tongue, like...
Bite it! My turn?
Yes, Amanda, it's your turn.
So if I have a bow with seeking, the seeking component doesn't work?
Nope.
Alright, I'm not gonna bother.
She has a one, and let's see, how many people in the grapple?
Wait,
8?
If that's more 2. To hit the guards, then.
No, there's 8 people 3, in the grapple
4,
total.
5, 6,
2
7.
People are friendly to her.
There's 8 people, because there's also the brain.
He hasn't actually joined yet.
Oh.
I forgot that jumping on a flop body actually takes an action.
So he's... I can actually aim for him.
Oh, yeah, sure. Shoot
he
him.
Is DR 10.
And I have ignore 5.
So he's DR 5 against your D8 plus... What's your composite value?
5.
All right, so you basically have a D8.
Plus 5. Yeah, that's true. I'm
you just
have a D8. You have a D8. Do we establish how much hit points it has? If they can take a lot or not take a lot. We don't know.
You actually haven't seen. They were the ones that dealt
with it. Do you have knowledge engineering?
Yeah. I'm the one who got a 32 when we talked about this.
I thought you were still beating on the wall when they were looking
at
it.
Yeah, we got a 25. That's why we talked about it.
Because you are beating on the wall quite happily.
Okay. I won't even pay attention then. I'm beating on the wall. I beat on the wall.
Okay.
2 times.
In 2 turns, it'll be broken.
In 2 turns, it will be broken.
Okay.
It takes 3 rounds for you to beat
through. Yeah, and now we're actually going on a round by round basis.
Six hits?
It takes 9 hits to break through it.
Nine.
Yes.
Okay.
It takes like a minimum of 7 hits or something like that. Okay. If you will.
Actually, I think Matt just went out of turn.
No, go ahead.
26, 22, Tyler.
Alright,
It went you, them.
Okay. I sneak attack whoever's doing the main sort of thing, just out of spite.
Yeah, you
hit. Yeah. What's their flat-footed?
And prone.
90.
Shit, I don't think I can get that.
Wow, that's some awesome AC. Can I get that AC?
Let's see, flat-footed...
Is a mace is light, isn't it?
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, they also have armor from their meat sickles, but okay. They don't have shield. Oh, I actually have to figure this out.
I rolled a
6.
26.
I need 2.
I'm just, my flat-footed and prone is 11.
Okay.
Because prone is -8, or is it just -4? So mine is a 15.
Mm-hmm. 24.
One of them will
I would
24.
Also be an 11.
Yeah. Sitting on top of the pile. Stop it! He's like.
You only get one sneak attack?
Because grapple, you hit takes
yes, and grapple,
one attack and a grapple.
You get
all right, Ryan, you're now halfway there.
Oh. That's my turn.
You can take a free action to join the grapple.
No. I'm going to actually try and move them from the grapple, but I can do that next turn.
Okay.
You would have to
stab
the brain. Like,
stab the brain. I haven't seen the brain yet.
Okay.
If I see the brain, I'll do something about it.
It's a medium-sized brain.
It's a small-sized brain.
Oh, it's small.
Okay.
It's brain-sized.
Well, in that case, I will join.
Actually,
brain.
Bigger than a cat.
And I will assist by trying to remove them off of you.
Pile. Okay.
I don't insist yet.
Top of the round, Steven.
So don't want to be there right now.
They're not assisting each other now.
That's right, they're not.
True. I got a 29.
You will break.
Yay!
That's just me and you, Jessica.
So I'm kind of going, ow!
Well, that's cool.
Oh!
Just let them flop.
Yeah, instead, they're still in the grapple. I'm just now reorganizing the grapple.
Basically, I'm standing in the middle while all of you are grappling around me. I will take my full action next turn attacking the grapple because I have such little chance of hitting you two.
Well, the brain might go after you, actually.
He's
I'm not dead
anymore.
Yet.
In a wounded state.
You have to
delicious!
On me somehow.
He could kill you and then go into your head.
If he does attack me, I will attack him, yes. Promise.
Alright. That was Steven, 27, their turn.
You.
Do they just want to try and break out?
They have to beat my CMD.
And mine. You know, I like how they're not even paying attention to me.
Actually.
This is
awesome. What is yours?
33.
Mine's 23. It used to be higher, but I lost 2 decks because there's no magic in this area.
Oh, there's frosting!
Yes.
Let's see, do I
eat
have...
The frosting?
No,
yes.
Else
okay. Not plain frosting, hun? No. Okay, then I lose... Okay, so I am actually at 32.
Here's your creamy white stuff.
You were complaining about your boobs earlier.
You were complaining
there
about your boobs earlier.
You, when I talked about it, you told me about this sad, dejected face as if that was what? The worst thing I could possibly...
Dear internets, I am now drinking creamy white stuff.
Okay.
Right,
Tyler?
I'm drinking Tyler's. Ryan and I are drinking Tyler's creamy white stuff.
They're gonna force you out of the grapple. They're breaking grapple with one person.
Okay.
It's a free action to
yes.
Go back in.
Well, let's see. Or they could just really shank Jessica. Who's got the bigger brain here?
Can they tell?
She joined in and has been stabbing.
I've got an 18
intelligence. That frosting tastes on.
But they can't sneak attack you.
They don't know that.
Yeah, they don't really know
they
that.
They haven't attacked
you. You sneak attack them.
They're gonna go, that was my kidney. How did you know where my kidney was?
What level rogue are they, actually? I actually can't. Well, nope, never mind, I'm sorry. They're not six.
I can't.
Or I should say
so what are they doing?
They're ripping you apart.
Okay. Is it just AC they hit?
Yeah, it's just AC.
It's in, your AC's 11?
I guess.
Flat-footed prone?
Am I flat-footed?
You're in a grapple.
Mm. You lose your dex.
Okay. And I'm prone.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's 11.
Don't you have your wisdom dingy?
Yeah. It's 11.
It's okay. Counteracting the prone.
Ooh. That's right.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Gotcha.
See, it's touch that monks are good at.
Not flat-footed. Actually, my touch is worse than my flat-footed.
How?
By one.
What's your touch AC? Is a 10?
No, my touch AC is a 19.
And what's your flat footed AC?
Oh, I'm sorry, 18. Flat footed is 19.
Okay. So your AC.
It's because of magic.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, that phrase has described so much in this case.
I lost magic. Armor.
See, that actually, at a time like this, makes me feel glad.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60.
Yeah, it tastes funny.
787.
Wow, I'd be dead.
Next turn, I'll be dead.
I'd be taking D4s?
Yes, you'd be taking D4s plus 4.
Just a break grapple, let him take the attacks.
It would eventually start hurting. and then when I finally thought it started taking damage, I'd run away, climb over the wall, and go.
By the way, now that this is happening to me twice,
with the wand book.
I think I'm going to be expecting people to attack me. Just letting you know ahead of time.
That's what the initiative checks are for.
Okay.
They're waiting for you to jump through too. They're like,
they're even the wall breaking.
You guys did hear that Gary Coleman died today, right?
You need Gary Coleman around.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah. Suck. Amanda, you continue beating on the wall. Next round it shatters. Tyler.
Brain aneurysm.
Oh. Who?
Gary Coleman.
Oh, that guy.
I sneak attack the same person I did before.
Okay.
I critical.
Ooh.
If possible.
Yes, and I
did the last guy wrong. So.
I'm sorry, I did the last guy wrong.
How so?
You're supposed to kill the meat first, and once its hit points are gone, it pops out at full hit points, but it's dazed for a round. And it's like, bright light!
Okay. So the meats aren't dead.
It's dead. It's just still... It's dead, but its heart's still beating.
I suppose the brain gets in there fast enough.
Alright.
It consumes their brain and takes over.
Traveling catcher, double damage and 1d6 damage if it's ranged.
It's a mace.
Doesn't make any sense.
It piercing, bludgeoning.
That's
a mace. What are mace is it?
Bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning.
Right, I'm sorry.
It's Morningstar.
You box the ears. Normal damage and target is deafened for 1d4 hours.
Okay.
You're like, bam! Play golf with a head. That's what you're doing.
Twenty-four again.
Down to 52.
In case it matters, 1 hour.
Okay. The meat will actually die at this point.
Yay!
And now it will pop an inventory.
Now we've got two. They actually. They
that one's dazed.
That dangerous though. I don't know. I don't know what they are like. They are just brains with DR.
What the hell is that?
It's an intellect anomaly.
The brain eater?
See, it's a dog brain with a tentacle.
Prom color is I do a D8 plus
4. Nice. Okay. You can do 3.
I whistle. Well, it's not my turn.
Nines.
I get there.
You can do 1 if you do.
You're now 3/4.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well,
What are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey!
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey!
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and news shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling.
Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All Games Considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.